Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 10th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We're in Romans chapter 15 today. We are making our way toward the end of this letter that Paul wrote to the Roman churches. In Romans chapter 15, we pick up on the conversation from Romans 14, where Paul is talking about living in a way to please others, not to think more about how you can please yourself, but doing things to help others in their faith and not to be a stumbling block. We'll read the entire chapter. We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ did not live to please himself. As the scriptures say, the insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. He also came so that Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you people of the earth." And in another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him." I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace, because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then this next section is called Paul's Reason for Writing. I am fully convinced, my dear brothers and sisters, that you are full of goodness. You know these things so well, you can teach each other all about them. Even so, I have been bold enough to write about some of these points, knowing that all you need is this reminder. For by God's grace, I am a special messenger from Christ Jesus to you Gentiles. I bring you the good news so that I might present you as an acceptable offering to God, made holy by the Holy Spirit. So I have reason to be enthusiastic about all Christ Jesus has done through me in my service to God. Yet I dare not boast about anything except what Christ has done through me, bringing the Gentiles to God by my message and by the way I worked among them. They were convinced by the power of miraculous signs and wonders and by the power of God's Spirit. In this way, I have fully presented the good news of Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum. My ambition has always been to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard, rather than where a church has already been started by someone else. I have been following the plan spoken of in the scriptures, where it says, "Those who have never been told about him will see, and those who have never heard of him will understand." In fact, my visit to you has been delayed so long because I have been preaching in these places. But now I have finished my work in these regions, and after all these long years of waiting, I am eager to visit you. I am planning to go to Spain, and when I do, I will stop off in Rome. And after I have enjoyed your fellowship for a little while, you can provide for my journey. But before I come, I must go to Jerusalem to take a gift to the believers there. For you see, the believers in Macedonia and Achaia have eagerly taken up an offering for the poor among the believers in Jerusalem. They were glad to do this because they feel they owe a real debt to them. Since the Gentiles receive the spiritual blessings of the good news from the believers in Jerusalem, they feel the least they can do in return is to help them financially. As soon as I have delivered this money and completed this good deed of theirs, I will come to see you on my way to Spain. And I am sure that when I come, Christ will richly bless our time together. Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to join in my struggle by praying to God for me. Do this because of your love for me, given to you by the Holy Spirit. Pray that I will be rescued from those in Judea who refuse to obey God. Pray also that the believers there will be willing to accept the donation I am taking to Jerusalem. Then, by the will of God, I will be able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other. And now may God, who gives us his peace, be with you all. Amen. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word on this Saturday. I just want to remind you that evangelism, or sharing the gospel, is incarnational. That means as we are going through life, we are sharing by what we do, by what we say, in word and in deed. Paul reminds us of that in this passage today. He says we should help others to do what is right and to build them up in the Lord. And then he goes on to say that Christ Jesus didn't do things for himself. He did them for the benefit of others. In verse 5, he also says, may we live in complete harmony with each other. So this is just a challenge to us to be a person of peace. You know, we're not only to tell people about the gospel, but it is to embody our attitudes and our relationships. Tim Keller said that we are to invite people to look into us deeply and see what the human life rearranged by the gospel looks like. That's pretty challenging, isn't it? What he's saying is if we are really living in a way that shows we love Jesus, then people around us will be able to look and they'll be able to see, oh, that's what it looks like if I follow Jesus. Verse 13 of Romans 15 is one of my favorite verses of all time. In the New Living Translation, it says it this way: I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he ends the passage with another reminder of God's peace in our life. Verse 33, and now may God, who gives us his peace, be with you all. Will you pray with me? God of all peace and joy and hope, would you help us? In our natural inclination, we are a people who fear and are despondent and do not hope for the future. And so we ask, Lord, that you would change our mindset, that you would remind us of Christ. You would remind us of the hope that we have in him for our present circumstances and the hope that we have in him in future glory. We pray for those in our midst who are suffering. We ask, Lord, your watch care on them. We thank you for the many joys we do see. New births, new start to the school year, new beginnings. Lord, help us to be the kind of people who have rearranged lives because of the gospel. Move in our houses, in our neighborhood, in our church, and in our world. We pray today on this Saturday when we're thinking about the nations, and we pray for France. We ask, Lord, that the many people who have gone to share the gospel during the Olympics would have fruitful ministry and souls would be impacted for eternity because of your great love. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.